You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you've seen people walking around staring at their phones, it might be because of the new Pokemon Go app, but the new popular game has some security concerns. We'll find out more coming up.
First, among Americans of all ages, more than half of all suicides are gun suicides. And according to a recent New York Times article, the suicide rate among veterans has surged 35% since 2001, driven in part by sharp increases among those who have served since 2001. Many veterans own personal firearms and are comfortable using them.
A Wisconsin nonprofit is trying to prevent veteran suicides by reminding the former service member that they have a lot to live for. Joining us now is the director and co-founder of Cover Me Veterans, Heidi Sigmund. She's a psychologist who works with veterans diagnosed with PTSD. Heidi, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having us.
Also with us, Sergeant Ryan Bodwin, United States Marine Corps, who served in the infantry from 1999 to 2006. He was deployed to Iraq in 2004 and 2005. Sergeant Bodwin, thanks a lot to you as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, Heidi, let's start by talking about the problem here. Suicide apparently on the increase among veterans in the United States, especially for people deployed in our wars of the last couple of decades. Is that something that you are seeing that's a concern as you work with veterans here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. We are definitely finding this to be a struggle. Many people are very aware of the number 22, as in we're losing 22 veterans per day to suicide. But in some respects, the number is quite misleading because we are losing actually probably closer to 20. But that's because we're losing veterans, older veterans from the Korean War, from World War II. So the rate of suicide is actually increasing, although the number, according to more recent research, shows it might be going down in number per day.
And Ryan, what is it about the most recent conflicts that may be contributing to this rising suicide rate among veterans of wars like Iraq and Afghanistan?
Honestly, that's hard to say. I think it's been a problem since the Korean War, even maybe before that, before we kept statistics. But it's an issue. We're aware of it now. Like Heidi said, the 22 was brought about by some other organizations that were veteran-run and or run by civilian patriots, trying to bring awareness to the issue of 22, and now we're doing something about it.
And let's talk about what this effort, Heidi, is doing about veteran suicide. Cover Me Veterans. What exactly is this new initiative? What are you doing that's hoping to bring down the suicide rate?
Yeah, so it was actually a simple idea with great power and impact, I think. And it was born from a concept that was simply working for me in my own practice, both with veterans and civilians. But as you mentioned, I treat vets with PTSD, and many of them struggle with chronic suicidal thoughts. You know, whenever someone mentions having suicidal thoughts, one of our first goals is to encourage them to temporarily restrict their access to firearms, much like we would encourage someone who's had too much to drink to hand their car keys over temporarily. But in the veteran population, it's a bit of a challenge because firearms are a part of their culture, their identity. They're comfortable using them. I would say, actually, sometimes their anxiety might even go up if they hand them over to someone else. If we add on to that the impulsivity of attempts, a lot of people don't realize, but many, many attempts occur within 5 minutes of the decision to actually attempt suicide. Up to a quarter of attempts occur within that time. So if means are available, we have a very dangerous situation, and we need to find a way to intervene. So what I was doing in my own practice was simply to encourage veterans, if they were not willing to hand over their firearms temporarily, to rubber band pictures of something that was relevant and personally meaningful to them, something that gave their life purpose. So they were willing to do that readily. It didn't change the accessibility of the firearm, and they would report back that this was really working for them. So I shared this with a Marine friend of mine, and he encouraged me to really try to do more with this because you know, I'm listening to the veterans and they're telling me it's working, which is most important to me.
And so on their firearm, they have rubber banded. And now with this new thing, it's gotten fancier than that. But there is a picture of something, someone they love, something that might give them pause in that impulsive moment, that moment where they might be ready to kill themselves, to shoot themselves. That is enough. This one picture, Heidi, to maybe make them put off that decision, get past that dark moment.
That's absolutely the idea. We realize, you know, this is not going to work for everyone, but it's certainly, per the report of people I've worked with and other veterans I've consulted with, it is working for some and has the potential to make a difference and to intervene.
We're talking about the Cover Me Veterans effort based here in Wisconsin, run by volunteers. Heidi Sigmund is with us, psychologist. She works with veterans. Sergeant Ryan Bodwin from the United States Marine Corps, veteran of the deployment to Iraq himself. This effort, it puts pictures of loved ones, things to live for, the effort trying to prevent suicide among veterans. Ryan, I wanted to ask you, as a veteran, is this something you hear from your colleagues, that they've had that moment where they were contemplating suicide?
Absolutely. I mean, it happens more than you think. I've struggled with PTSD and substance abuse, and I understand the demons and know where that mindset is. And you really need to think about what's more important than your own selfishness, but sometimes you can't.
And this issue of guns, Ryan, obviously veterans, people familiar with guns, comfortable with them, maybe part of their identity owning a gun. The general advice, Heidi was saying, is to be separated from your gun when you're having suicidal ideation, contemplating suicide. Is that something you think for your fellow veterans that's always an option?
It could be an option, but to understand the culture, you send somebody to a combat zone where that weapon is attached to them 24/7 for the entire deployment, whether it's 7 months to a year. That is their defense. So they cling to it. They feel vulnerable without it.
Well, Heidi, let's talk about the latest incarnation here. You said it started with a rubber band holding that picture on right. The veteran's firearm. What is it now? What is you're kicking off a new thing now?
Yeah, so as I thought about how this project might progress, I did some research by, again, talking to veterans as I have every step of the way to ask them if they could help me to come up with something that would work to be placed on the firearm. So we looked at several different types of products, and I came across a company called Gunskins. And Gunskins is a company who offers, their skins or adhesives of camo that go on firearms. So I reached out to them, and they were incredibly generous and excited about collaborating. And so together with Gunskins, we came up with four camouflage patterns, and they embedded our logo into those patterns. So on our website, veterans can go to the website, to the order form, which will be available on Friday. They choose the pattern that they want. And we're hoping the logo itself might be a reminder of the mission, and that might be enough for some people. But we encourage people on the website to upload a personally relevant, meaningful photo. And when we get their order, we have that picture printed. We take their chosen pattern, we put it all together, and we send it out to them free of charge. So we're starting at first with handguns and pistols, just based on statistics that these are the most frequently used firearms and suicides.
So tell us the website, Heidi, and I understand there's a benefit concert. Can you briefly tell us about that?
Yeah, our website is www.covermeveterans.org, and we are having a benefit concert on Friday. We're incredibly honored to have a veteran, J.P. Lane, perform. He lost both legs in Afghanistan during his deployment and really fought back against all odds to not only walk but to be very successful and is now a musician. And he offered to play this benefit concert and asked if he could invite his buddy, Lee Greenwood.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. So on Friday, J.P. Lane and Lee Greenwood are performing a benefit concert for us in Green Bay at the Meyer Theater.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Good luck with this effort. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Ryan, thanks to you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Been talking to Sergeant Ryan Bodwin. He served with the U.S. Marine Corps in Iraq, 1999 to 2006. He was deployed 2004, 2005. Heidi Sigman, psychologist. She works with veterans diagnosed with PTSD. We've been talking about this initiative, the nonprofit group Cover Me Veterans.
Coming up, we'll talk to a reporter about the new Pokemon Go app and the security concerns that are coming up with the game's popularity. You're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.